Hey, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 15th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Tes Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Atulim Tumeim. Any loops that hang, that are attached to Kelim, loops that are used on a kli to hang the kli. You have a hook on the wall, so you can hang the kli, so you have a loop that attaches to the kli. So the loops can become tamei as long as they're attached to the kli. Chutz mitzol nofo kvar shel balabayis. Except for the ones that are attached to a sifter or a sieve that belongs to a balabayis. Divrei Meir, that's where Meir is a bit. Kulam tahorin. Now all these loops are going to be tahor, chutz mi tloy nafashal salatin, except for the loop attached to a sieve of a person who's a professional sifter, utzloy kivras koranos, the loop attached to the sieve of the koren of the threshing floor, utzloy magaliad, the loop attached to a sickle that you hold by hand, utzloy makal habaloshin, the loop attached to the tax collector's stick, mepnei shem mesayin b'shas melacha, because those things help when you're doing the malacha. So since they actually help when you're doing the malacha, they're considered part of the kli, and therefore they can become tamei. Zakla, that any time it actually helps in doing the malacha, it's going to be tamei. But if it's only used for hanging something, then it's going to be tahor. Mishnah hey, rachas shel garosos tamei. The shovel that that bean grinders use can become tamei because the scoop of the shovel is a container that's used for shoveling the beans into the mill where it gets grinded. Vishalotzarus tahara, but the shovel of the storage facilities, which they would gather up the kernels of grain and put them into a pile, that's tahar, because it's not meant to really hold it; it's just meant to sweep it from one place to the other. Shalgitos tamei, the shovel of a wine press is mekabel tuma, because it's meant to be a container to carry things. Vishalgranos tahara. But the shovel of a threshing floor is going to be tahor because, again, it's not meant to hold anything. It's just meant to sweep things. Zaklal, also the kabbalah tamei, the kinas tahor. Anything that's meant to hold something is mekabel tumah. If it's meant just to gather things, then it's not going to be mekabel tumah. So basically, we learned two rules tonight. In Mishnah Dalet, we said the basic rule that anything that helps b'shas malach, we spoke about loops attached to kelim, and we said any loop that helps b'shas malacha is tamei, but if it's only there to help the kli hang, it's going to be tahor. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that that any shovel that's meant to actually hold things is going to be mekabel tumah, but if it's meant just to gather things but not to hold anything, then it's going to be tahor. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav.